buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced.
In Birmingham, I don't know. I don't have that kind of orientation, because a building in Birmingham isn't torn down unless it's going to be replaced. One of the landmarks was the Tutwiler Hotel that was demolished, you know, through demolition experts putting explosives in the basement. I don't know. We really don't have, I'm serious, we really don't have that problem.
Well, what would you call it before it was being built up? Or a place where children might come and play. It's not an established park as such, but it's just a place where a building has been.
I don't know. I was thinking, my questions I'm trying to give you from my own orientation, I have an affinity for law, and I would have called it an attractive nuisance, which is great. it's a legal term where you lure it, a kid on.
Would you call it vacant lot, or what is a vacant lot to you?
Yeah, well, I guess you could call it a vacant lot. As I said, my orientation here in this city really doesn't lend itself to that, because generally if it's torn down, it's torn down with a specific purpose of having something put there. But it, you know, I know what a vacant lot is, but in my mind, a vacant lot generally connotes something that's not well kept, you know. You know, in my mind. So, but I don't have, and I do know some vacant lots. I thought you meant confining it to the downtown area, and you wouldn't, in this city, you just wouldn't have that.
Okay, I see. Where would you get a drink of water in a public building?
In Birmingham now, you can go to the water fountain and get a cup.
Uh-huh.
Before integration, when they had the water fountains marked colored and white, you could drink from the fountain itself. Now you drink from a paper cup. Yeah, I go to the water fountain.
Okay. Can you tell me about some different kinds of cars and trucks? Now, I don't want brand names. I think you would describe different types of cars and trucks.
I don't quite know what you mean by type. If you're talking about four-door sedan, you're talking about compacts, or you're talking about midsize. Tell me exactly what you...
That's exactly what I want. Describe a four-door sedan for me.
Obviously, a four-door sedan has four doors, okay? And generally, the marking of a sedan as opposed to a hardtop is that the sedan has the post that separates the doors. And it's sturdier. It's much sturdier. And you're advised, according to Consumer Reports, to stay away from hardtops when you're buying used cars. And obviously the sedan gives the illusion of openness, you know, when the windows are down. And trucks, you know, there's the pickup. The pickup, you know, it has a cab that generally, in the cab is the passenger section, that generally seats, well, in this state, I think it's illegal to have more than three passengers in a cab of a truck. And so it's designed for roughly three people with all your instrumentation and all. And just behind it, then, as opposed to having another seat and all, would be a bed, you know, for the transportation of whatever one wanted to carry. And that's distinguished from a station wagon, because a station wagon is generally covered in nine passengers and all. A truck generally has about the same wheelbase.
Okay. Now, what about a truck with a closed bed?
A truck with a closed bed.
Yeah.
We call them vans, you know, like the Bug van and stuff like that.
And you mentioned compact. What is that?
It's obviously what it says, a much smaller car that has a much shorter wheelbase and generally not as big an engine, probably four cylinder, like a little Honda Civic or something. Only has four cylinders, and it's designed generally not for comfort, but rather for economy.
Okay, now what about the small cars with only two bucket
seats? Yes, the Playboy sports cars, like the Stingray. Man, yeah.
Is Stingray a brand name, or is that
a... Yes, it's a brand name. It's really a Chevrolet.